anywhere online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, standing orders were suspended at today's meeting of Donegal County Council to allow a full discussion on MICA. Meanwhile, Donegal Senator Niall Blaney has apologised after comments he made regarding the MICA redress scheme. Cabinet ministers will sign off on plans for the National Economic Recovery tomorrow, which will include the phasing out of pandemic supports. The general manager of Letterkenny University Hospital says significant progress has been made in recovering from the cyber attack, but not to a stage where full service can resume. And visiting restrictions for birthing partners have been eased at Letterkenny University Hospital. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll also have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news though, standing orders were suspended at today's meeting of Donegal County Council to allow for a full discussion on MICA. Councillors have unanimously backed calls for a 100% redress scheme for affected homeowners in the county. Councillors Michael McBride, Frank McBurty, Liam Blaney, Jack Murray and Nicholas Crossan all brought forward motions on the defective block issue. Donegal County Council meanwhile says based on their legal advice they cannot exclude a particular supplier from entering a council tender. The local authority was responding to Councillor Liam Blaney, whose motion called for council management to put protocols in place to ensure the council does not purchase any products from quarries that are known to have had defective materials. Eamon Torsney has more.
MICA has taken precedence at today's sitting of Donegal County Council. In response to Councillor Liam Blaney, while saying, based on legal advice, protocols could not be put in place to exclude a supplier from tenders, the Council says in terms of standards and quality of all materials to be provided under a tender that is subject to constant review and any changes considered necessary are reflected in the tender rules going forward. Councillors across the county today backed calls for a 100% redress scheme for affected homeowners in Donegal. Councillor Frank McBrearty and Councillor Jack Murray both called for a public inquiry into the issue.
Well, speaking ahead of today's meeting, Councillor Jack Murray says action needs to be taken to prevent against a repeat of the current crisis.
Thankfully, across all parties, there's motions in on MICA, and I think that's reflecting that the real heartbreak and anger and frustration that's in the people in the, across the communities of Donegal at the minute. And I think it's only right and appropriate that councillors would listen to that and acknowledge it. So this will be a chance for every member of the council, all 37 members of the council, to make their voices heard and say that we demand absolutely a 100% redress scheme, because that is what the people who are hurting deserve right now. So it's about time that we have all the facts of how this crisis has happened, and we need to ensure that when we fix it here with the redress scheme that will help people rebuild their homes. But we want to make sure that something like this can never ever happen again, and to do so we need to find out exactly how it happened in the first place.
Meanwhile, Donegal Senator Niall Blaney has apologised after comments he made regarding the MICA redress scheme. On Friday, Senator Blaney said he disagreed that a 100% redress scheme should be sanctioned and that such a scheme wouldn't address all the issues facing affected homeowners from the current 90-10 format. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Senator Blaney says he did not wish to cause any offence but stands by his belief that a fully funded scheme would not necessarily be a silver bullet.
First off, I never said it to cause any pain. Any of them homeowners that it did cause hurt last Friday, I want to apologise unreservedly. There is one blame here, and that's the blocks and the quarry produced them. I'm not coming to this as a politician that's out to save my party. Far from it. I'm out to represent the people of Donegal. I want the best deal for all those affected by this nightmare. I don't want to watch continuing at the moment to continue. Everything I said was in the context of getting the best deal. The 100% redress isn't a silver bullet. I was at the discussion last Thursday and I outlined to you last Friday that if that 100% redress was to go ahead, as was discussed at that meeting, doors and windows that would cost up to €30,000 to any applicant if they had a tumbler house wouldn't be part of it. They still have to go and apply for planning. They still have to pay €3,000 up front. There are issues over and above just 100% redress. It's not as straightforward as that.
Cabinet ministers will sign off on plans for the national economic recovery tomorrow. It will include the phasing out of pandemic supports along with plans to get people back to work. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The government will try to thread the needle of phasing out the emergency economic supports put into place through the pandemic as businesses also get back up and running. The pandemic unemployment payment is likely to be phased out starting in September or October and lasting into early next year, while business supports like the emergency wage subsidy scheme will last a little while longer before also being removed. The plan will also set targets for getting people back to work over the coming years. It's likely some government TDs will push for a raising of core social welfare rates as a long-standing measure for people who will be going from a max rate of €350 a week on the PUP back to €205 a week job seekers allowance.
59 cases of COVID linked to variants of concern have been detected among people in mandatory hotel quarantine. The Seanad is debating extending the quarantine rules until the 31st of July. Minister Stephen Donnelly has said the system is doing its job by picking up variants of concern.
As of the 27th of May, a total of 4,616 people have entered mandatory hotel quarantine. Of these, 178 residents tested positive for COVID-19. According to the latest available HSE data, 59 variants of concern, or rather not 59 cases associated with variants of concern, have been detected.
Those aged 40 to 44 will be able to register online for a COVID vaccine on Wednesday. 44-year-olds can register on Wednesday, June the 2nd, and the portal will open to those a year younger on each subsequent day. The HSE's chief clinical officer expects the majority of that age group will be vaccinated by the end of June or into July. Dr. Colm Henry says the take-up of vaccines to date has been the envy of Europe.
The uptake of this vaccine has been astonishing. Over 80 years of age, 98% of eligible people have taken it. 70 to 79-year-olds took it in their droves, 95%. The 60 to 69-year-olds, we were worried because it was the AstraZeneca vaccine and that only they were being offered, almost 90% uptake. And so it is with the 50 to 59 and so on right down there. We're seeing levels of uptake and engagement here and enthusiasm that is the envy of the rest of Europe.
Elsewhere, 39 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the north in the last 24 hours. There have been no additional COVID-related deaths. Just over 1.7 million COVID vaccines have been administered to date in Northern Ireland. The general manager of Letterkenny University Hospital says significant progress has been made in recovering from the cyber attack on the HSE, but not to a stage where full service can resume. Impacts are still being felt in many areas of the hospital, including the laboratory department, which Sean Murphy says is a major concern of his. Restrictions at the hospital remain unchanged from last week. Mr. Murphy told Greg Hughes today, however, that he is optimistic.
We have made some very significant inroads, just not to the point where it's impact on services. We don't have the services back yet. But if I take, for instance, you'll remember I spoke about our laboratory service being out of commission, our laboratory IT systems. We've done a lot of work on that over the weekend so that when we do get the final piece of the jigsaw in, if you like, things will come together very, very quickly. The problem is we're not at a point where all that, if like groundwork, is yielding results in terms of our ability to improve the number of patients or increase the number of patients we can see. Some of the systems are actually getting closer to coming back online. We've made some progress in terms of being able to have our radiology images viewed in more locations. It's not back as it normally would be, but at least viewed in a number of locations across the hospital, reduced doctors having to walk back down to radiology. But our laboratory system, and as everybody knows, has ever been to a doctor or hospital, you regularly have bloods or other bodily samples taken for analysis. That system is still not back up and running with us, and that's one of my biggest concerns at the moment. And again, our laboratory staff and IT staff have worked right through the weekend trying to get it back up and running. Mm. We're not there yet, but look, I'm optimistic that we can see real progress.
Meanwhile, patients attending the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital are advised to expect long delays as a result of services not up and running fully. The Sealta Hospital Group says essential services like blood tests and diagnostic services are taking much longer to operate than usual as a result of the cyber attack. Patients needing urgent care will be prioritised and people are asked to contact their GP or GP out of hours service in the first instance. Where possible, patients are asked to bring their existing patient number or hospital number or any letter received from the hospital, as this will contain information which will make it easier to find existing medical records. Visiting restrictions for birthing partners have been eased at Letterkenny University Hospital's maternity department. As of today, partners will be allowed a daily 30-minute visit to the department after the birth of the baby. In addition, birthing partners may accompany women to the dating and anomaly scan. Adrian Harmon has more.
Access is now allowed for partners of women in labour at Letterkenny University Hospital. Partners subject to screening questions and PPE can also attend a caesarean section. Partners are now also permitted a 30-minute daily visit after the baby is born, with prior arrangement with the ward manager. Partners can also attend the dating and anomaly scan. And parents of an infant in the neonatal unit may visit one parent at a time. Evelyn Smith, director of midwifery at the hospital, said they're continually reviewing access for partners in light of community transmission rates, local outbreaks within the unit and the infrastructure within the maternity department.
The SDLP leader is calling for the new head of the DUP in Northern Ireland to support the sensible solution offered in the Northern Ireland Protocol. Edwin Poots has insisted since taking over the DUP earlier this month that he wants to eradicate the protocol, which is part of the Brexit agreement and prevents a hard border on the island of Ireland. However, he has described it as temporary. Colm Eastwood says Mr. Poots now has a choice to either work on sensible solutions or continue down the path of division and threats. Police in Strabane are treating a fire at the old Adria site in the town yesterday evening as arson. At around 6 o'clock, police received a report that a dumper truck had been set on fire in the Beachmount Avenue area. Police attended the scene along with the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service and discovered that a truck had been set alight deliberately. Police are appealing to anyone who may have noticed anything suspicious in the area or who may have any information to come forward. The opening of the trial of four men accused of abducting and beating Quinn Industrial Holdings director Kevin Lunny has been delayed. Evidence was due to be called today, but the three judges of the non-jury special criminal court were told a legal issue would have to be dealt with first. Court's correspondent Frank Rinney reports.
This trial was due to start in January, but has been delayed until now for a variety of reasons, including public health concerns during lockdown. A number of legal challenges also played a role in delaying matters. The four men are accused of falsely imprisoning Kevin Lunny, who claims he was abducted outside his family home in County Fermanagh in September 2019. They're also accused of assault causing serious harm to the chief operating officer of Quinn Industrial Holdings, which has since been rebranded. The father of six claims he was beaten up before being left by the side of a road in Cavan, 2.5 hours after his ordeal is alleged to have begun. The trial was due to open this morning, but was adjourned to allow for legal arguments on jurisdictional matters to be resolved first. Frank Graney, the Special Criminal Court.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Check out the new Donegal Portland leisurewear range online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. Donegal and Dublin will play their Alliance Football League Division 1 semi-final at Breffni Park on Saturday week. The CCCC have fixed the game for Saturday evening, the 12th of June, with a 7:15 throw-in at the Cavan venue. The other semi-final between Kerry and Tyrone will be played on the same day, with Kerry having home advantage. That game starts at the earlier time of 5 o'clock in Killarney. Derry will also play their Division 3 semi-final on Saturday the 12th. Rory Gallagher's men will face Limerick at Park Sean McDermott and Carrick and Shannon, and that one throws in at 4 o'clock. Just some of the fixtures confirmed by Croke Park next weekend. But our main focus of attention that Saturday the 12th will of course be Donegal against Dublin. There will be full live match commentary here in Highland that Saturday evening. Here's Highland's match analyst Martin McHugh on Donegal's next game against the Dubs.
Well, listen, it's going to be a great test, you know, and the test is, you know, from every way. And it's great for the younger lads to put themselves up against the best players in the country. And I think that's very good. The pressure is off. Getting that draw in Armagh took the whole pressure off, that you're not fighting relegation. So you can start preparing now for the championship. You get game time into players in the Armagh match. The likes of, you know, Oran McNeill is very impressive. Came on, you know, hopefully he can get a full game the next day. Stephen McMenamin as well played the last day, and will, another game will stand for him, and other players that hopefully the players that are Bringer will be back in that there. So I think that's a big thing from Donegal's point of view. And there's no pressure. And it's a great game to look forward to. But if you can win it, it'd be great. If you can win it, that means that you share the league, and that'd be great. We don't win many leagues in Donegal, Oisín.
That's Martin McHugh. Just in with Gaelic Games, DL Debate podcast with Brendan Devaney will be available on highlandradio.com from 7 o'clock this evening, and will also be aired just after the 7 o'clock news. Brendan's guests this week are Declan Bogue, Kieran McGinney, Charlie Vernon, and Donegal Senior Assistant Manager Paul McGonigal.
Yeah, it's been a bit probably too exciting even for us as well, Brendan, to be honest with you. But overall, no, it's been a very good campaign, considering, you know, the time frame that every team has, not just ourselves, obviously. But I think we got the best out of the three games. I think first count, we had about 26 players used across the matches. And we got what we wanted out of it, in all honesty. And so far as we're in the semi-final, we can focus now entirely on Down in the Championship in a month's time. And that's really the best position we could be in. There's obviously plenty to work on, but ultimately we're in a very, very solid place at the same time, and with the opportunity now to get at that now from tomorrow night onwards. So it was good. It was hectic, and it was tough, and it was tough on the bodies over those, you know, pretty much 20 days, three intense games over 20 days. But it's worked out well. We're unbeaten, so we have to take the positives out of it. Obviously, as I said, there's plenty to work on, but we've given ourselves a good opportunity to do that now.
There's more from Paul McGonigal tonight on the DL Debate podcast with Brendan Devaney. Just a note on another fixture of Northwest interest this coming weekend, that Donegal Derry National Hurling League Division 2B encounter will take place at Dean McGlinchey Park in Ballinascreen this Sunday, the 6th of June, and it will start at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. The new NABO middleweight champion Jason Quigley is back on home soil after his successful stint in Las Vegas in the early hours of Sunday morning. The Donegal man picked up a 19th pro career win, defeating Shane Mosley Jr. over 10 rounds in a majority decision to take the belt. Mosley wants a rematch, but Quigley wants a crack at WBO champion Demetrius Bobo Andrade. Jason told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show what his options are next.
Well, that fight is probably the most likely to come off of the world title fights, because I have a version of the belt that he has. I'm going to be probably up in near the top 5 in the world rankings now with that belt that I have. So that's probably going to be the most realistic fight. But then you also have the likes of Gennady Golovkin, who is a middleweight world champion, who's a massive name, and struggles to get fights as well. You have the likes of Ryota Murata, the Japanese guy who has the WBA world title.
Which would be huge.
That I was scheduled to fight as well 2 years ago. I actually signed the contract, everything was done, and that fell through.
There's more from Jason Quigley online in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. In soccer, Sergio Aguero has completed a free transfer to Barcelona. Argentinian international turns 33 tomorrow and has signed a 2-year deal at the Camp Nou. Aguero, of course, spent a decade at Manchester City and left the club as their record goal scorer. Dublin's 8-time All-Ireland winner Philly McMahon has joined the backroom staff at Bohemians. It's believed McMahon will help the squad out with the motivational side of the game. McMahon previously worked under current Bo's assistant manager Trevor Crawley during his time in charge at Shamrock Rovers. To motorsport, in the first round of the British Rally Championships taking place at the moment at Alton Park in England, Irishman Sam Moffat, with Kieran Moriarty calling the notes on their Fiesta R5, are leading the way after 7 stages by 4 seconds. Frank Bird is second, Ossan Price is third, and then Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes wrap up the top 4 in their Hyundai i20 R5. There is, of course, Donegal interest in the event. Gary McElhinney's calling the notes for Seb Perez. They're currently 10th in the Fiesta R5. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in the right-hand R5 Fiesta are 12th overall, with Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Gainey sitting in 14th position overall. Finally, Saturday's rugby match between Edinburgh and Ulster remains on despite a positive COVID-19 case at the Scottish club. Edinburgh say the player and a small number of close contacts are now self-isolating. Ulster's last scheduled game with the Scarlets was called off after 4 Ulster players tested positive. That's your sport for today. Jeremy's back with the next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, there are calls for smart technology to be used to monitor life ring boys in Donegal. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh believes Donegal County Council should consider the initiative, which would alert someone as soon as a ring boy is missing from its holder. It comes following reports in recent times of the life-saving equipment going missing in a number of locations across the county. Councillor Kavanagh says the delay in someone discovering a ring boy missing could be the difference in someone's life being saved.
This is happening, that ring boys have been stolen and so on. We've witnessed here in just in Letterkenny itself a few times, but I've been getting calls from other parts of the county as well about them disappearing. And, you know, there is the danger that a life can be lost as a result. So I'm just asking that the council consider using technology so that they can trace them, so that they know when one is moved or disappears, so that it can be replaced quickly. It's not something that we should be talking about at all in the first place, because it's highly irresponsible for people to steal them. But unfortunately, it does happen, and it's important that when it does happen, that the council can be aware as quickly as possible, so that they can replace it as quickly as possible. At the moment, it would depend on either someone from the public reporting it missing or someone from the council inspecting and seeing that it's missing. So there could be a delay there that could be very costly in terms of someone losing their life.
And finally, a Donegal deputy has hit out at the lack of progress in commissioning a new purpose-built ferry for Tory Island. A commitment was given 3 years ago after a campaign by those in Tory Island that a new ferry would be delivered. The Minister for Rural and Community Development now says a new breakwater at Maharorty Pier needs to be constructed before a new ferry can be designed. Deputy Doherty says it's rich for the government to pass the blame back onto Donegal County Council.
I think this is really, really disappointing, and it's dragged on for far too long. There was a major issue a number of years back, 3 years ago now, and at the end of that process, there was a commitment given by the government that there would be a purpose-built ferry, new ferry for the island of Tory to be serviced from Maharorty Pier with a €4 million price tag contained within. That was given clearly. It was part of an agreement that was reached and voted on by the islanders. And despite our concern at the time that that wasn't backed up by substance, we want to see it delivered. And 3 years on, we don't see even the first phase of that plan delivered. We don't have the appointment of consultants. We have no time frame as to when it's going to happen. And indeed, in the latest response we have the department now kind of blaming Donegal County Council because they say that it is dependent on works at Maharorty Pier, which Donegal County Council is in charge of. That's not acceptable. We need an urgency here, and we need to be respectful of the community of Tory, who deserve nothing less than a commitment fulfilled, which was a new ferry to take them in and out from the mainland to their homes.
Weather now warm and dry today with long spells of sunshine, highs temperatures of 18 to 21 degrees and a moderate southerly breeze. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, standing orders were suspended at today's meeting of Donegal County Council to allow for a full discussion on MICA. Councillors have unanimously backed calls for a 100% redress scheme for affected homeowners in the county. Meanwhile, Donegal Senator Niall Blaney has apologised after comments he made regarding the MICA redress scheme. On Friday last, Senator Blaney said he disagreed that a 100% redress scheme should be sanctioned and that such a scheme wouldn't address all the issues facing affected homeowners from the current 90-10 format. Cabinet ministers will sign off on plans for the national economic recovery tomorrow. It will include the phasing out of pandemic supports along with plans to get people back to work. And visiting restrictions for birthing partners have been eased at Letterkenny University Hospital's maternity department. As of today, partners will be allowed a daily 30-minute visit after the birth of the baby. In addition, birthing partners may accompany women to the dating and anomaly scan. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, May the 31st. The death has occurred of George Cowan, Cornwall, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 in the family home, with interment afterwards to Gordley Cemetery. House, including funeral service, is strictly private, please. Due to HSE and government guidelines, interment is private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Sophia Kelly, Ballybo, Rathmullen. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there at 10:30 on Wednesday morning for 11:00 Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Joe Logue, a funeral director, or any family member. The death has occurred of Connie Welsh, Meanmore Dunlow. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11:00 in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Funeral mass can be viewed live on St Cronus Church webcam. And the death has taken place of Kathleen Doherty, Lachlan Mahara Moore, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11:00, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to St Bridget's Ward Rehab Unit, Dunleary, care of any family member or Comsky funeral directors. Due to government and HSE restrictions, wake, funeral and burial will be strictly private to family only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Clonmany.